All right, time to do desk work. Work, always work, 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 work. It's a foreign concept for Democrats. I'll explain it sometime later. All right, not going to be political here. I'm continuing on my research. And this seems like a childish thing that I'm doing here, directly opening up a question to women, but I've got to get the bird's eye view. Cappy, is this Operation Evil? Yes, it is. But I need to do research and I need female input. In the previous video I did, I was like, it's not for monetization. I just need to get these videos out there and I want, women's input. And thank you, gentlemen, for providing your input when I didn't ask for it. I need female input. All right. But guys volunteered their opinion anyway. So guys, save yourself the time. You don't have to. And as I said before, there are going to be two groups of women and I need the women who are philosophically, I wouldn't even say ideologically, philosophically aligned with this channel here to tell me, to give me the lowdown. Like you live in the real world, you have critical thinking and you can give me the straight dope. And then I need women who don't agree with me ideologically, philosophically, politically, whatever. You hate my guts. It's fine. I still want your input. But for those of you that are the true believers, and what to me seems to be not just lies, but damaging lies that truly oppress women, if we really want to get down to it. But that's my goal, is not to necessarily unoppress women, though I would like to do that. I've been a very strong advocate of women going into STEM and correct degrees. But I need to understand. I need to understand whether you actually believe it, what the rationalization is that goes through your head. And today we're going to talk about, and the next video I'm going to talk about, your prince will come. Why do you girls major in degrees you know are going to be worthless or are not going to be employable? Right now, I understand the girls on team A or group one, group A, because they're lazy. Are they the universally? They're lazy. They don't want to do math, whatever. Okay, I get that. I could also understand that there is a lot of propaganda from, well, what used to be boomer parents and boomer teachers, now Gen X parents, Gen X teachers, where follow your heart and the money will follow. But somewhere along the line, you know, dumb old Cappy, dumb old guy with a jamoke, what do you think of majoring in art? What is the thought process of dropping $200,000, especially if you attend a private liberal arts college, on any liberal arts degree, a social science degree? What do you think is going to happen when you major in early childhood education and 10 million other people, including men, do too? Do you not understand labor market economics? Simple, like you're flooding the market with air, like you're not going to get paid that much. And I guess a follow-up question is, along with, I have to be honest, your ignorance of labor market economics, do you have this ideology that somehow the government or society should come in and make it right that teachers are paid as much as surgeons, or that the government, it's the government's obligation to create, like Ocasio-Cortez and Bernie Sanders, think, well, we should guarantee a job. I'm asking a lot here now. Do you understand how that has no bearing in the real world and would result in shortages of much needed things? Like people pay, they throw their time in the form of money towards things they need, food, or they want, cars, video games, movies. Don't know if you didn't know this, we don't need any more teachers. You already have to go and forcibly tax people to raise the money to create the job of a social worker, all right? So, and if that's the case, you have this ideology, this belief that we live in should land, shoulda, you're willing to bet 4 years of your life, sometimes six, sometimes eight, and multiple hundreds of thousands of dollars on the hope that someday this shoulda land manifests itself and that there will be a job when you graduate from college. And just humor me. I need to know this. If deep down inside, now we introduce the deep down inside curveball, you know that your degree is not going to get you a job or a very low paying job. Where was I going with this? Okay, deep down inside, but you have a passion. Can you not study this for free at, in the before time was called the library? Now, heck, I got books you can download on the phone right now with the audio books. And nowadays you have the internet and YouTube. And very likely, if the video is very popular, like for example, Kings and Generals, I'll give you an example. Kings and Generals, incredibly popular history podcast. All right. Why? Because they're the best. I would actually say Time Goes History are the best. But my point is the best teachers rise to the top on YouTube. So you get the best lectures. In this particular case, history. If I would argue Jordan Peterson, I'm not talking the politics. I'm talking his lectures on psychology and neurochemistry and philosophy are probably the best or ranking up there in the best. You could get those for free, still gather the wisdom and still have the same employment. Bro, I need to, you know, help me help you. Actually, I'm not here to help you. Just help me understand what is the thinking. And for those of you that have quasi-intellectual honesty, why do you lie to yourself? What is the rat? Like, it was very interesting reading some of the comments. You put the comments in below in the comments. Don't email me. Just put the comments. I'll read them later. Where it's like, it's just too hard. You know, and so one very interesting insight about why prefer the lie, because it's comfortable, because there's so many other people that are overweight. I'm like, what? Which is new. That's a new thought. Thank you. Thank you for the insight. But again, just a guy with a jamoke, complain and whine and the patriarchy and oppression and the wage gap, major in engineering. Whoa, hold on. No, do you enjoy complaining? Is that your life? It's going to be basically panhandling at a professional level to have standards lowered to hopefully someday there should help me. Help me understand. And people like, oh, Cappy's reaching out. It's like, no, it's not. I've tried reach. I've tried. This is not going to be for help out. This is for me to. On the atomic neuron level, understand. So I'm like, okay. And I'm also going for other things, but I don't want to taint the experiment. You know, I just need to know. Basically, I want to know if my suspicions are right. That's another thing I'm trying to figure out. Like, are my observations anchored in the real world? Because I can't work on future, but there's multiple projects that are going to stem from this. I can't build these projects, build these companies without really understanding, All right. So there we go. No super chats. All right. Next question coming up. Toodles.